You're listening to the Marriage Matters Podcast, where we talk about real life matters that matter to you. So sit back and enjoy some laughs, encouragement, and advice on Christian marriage, dating, and more. Now here are your hosts, Christian and Lanisha Johnson.
Y'all thought I was going to sing that, y'all. So, no, really, we are going to be talking about legacy of love. Oh, don't that just hit you in your chest right there when you think about the legacy of love? I was getting ready to talk about your t-shirt, but I felt like that would have been more advertising. But anyway, you created an awesome t-shirt. For those of you who don't know, Lanisha designs all of our t-shirts that we wear, you see on our videos and everything else. But I don't even know the mindset behind it. I know that before we went to Ohio, I was seeking heaven about, they had a conference in Ohio of the Dominion Camp meeting, and their theme was legacy. But I was praying and seeking the Lord about what that would be like. I was trying to get a download from heaven before we got there. And basically what the Lord, I felt like the Lord was sharing with me, is that our family, specifically the Johnsons and those that we minister to, is that it's time for us to leave a legacy of love. And so as I've gone into that conference and just really been chewing on this, this title came up, this theme came up. But I don't know if that's connected to why you made that shirt or not, or where did it come from? Talk to us, tell me.
Yeah, because I mean, we always talk about love, and in various aspects, you know, we our focus typically is on marriage, and we always talk about choosing love and how love is a choice, and it's not, you know, predicated upon how we feel. But then we also talk about just sharing the love of Christ. We want everyone we come into contact with to experience the love of Christ. And after we came from Ohio, legacy was strong, you know, strongly encouraged there and talked about and all of that. And we were like, you know, what kind of legacy do we want to leave? And we want to leave a legacy of love. We want people that we meet, people that have heard of us or know us, to have known the love of Christ because of because of meeting us. And not because of it, because we're so special or anything, but that we just make it a point to share the love of Christ with people, regardless of race, regardless of faith, regardless of social status. We just want people to know the love of Christ and what that feels like and looks like when it comes through another person who knows Christ. That's really where it came from. We just want to spread that word, and it starts with us and our family and our children, and showing that love, that unconditional love, to everyone, regardless of, you know, where they come from.
Yeah, that's good. But we can't talk about love without mentioning the chapter that we've talked about before. First Corinthians chapter 13. 4 through 8. It says, love is patient, it's kind, it's not jealous or boastful, not proud or rude. It doesn't demand its own way, it's not irritable. It keeps no records of being wronged. It does not rejoice in injustice, but rejoices whenever truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, always is hopeful and endures through every circumstance. Love will last forever. And the thing that really hit my heart and mind about this, we were, you know, doing writing in our book that will be coming out. It's a little plug. But in one of the chapters I was writing, it really hit me, because trying to understand the aspect of agape love, which is mentioned there, is what I did was I took out where it said love, and I thought about my love toward you and what it need to be. If this is what love is, and God is love, and this is what 1 Corinthians talks about, then what would that sound like? And so I'm going to read that. And I hope that it hits your heart and your mind, and maybe you can put your spouse's name or your future spouse name or a loved one in there and really do a love check to kind of see where we are and where we kind of need to improve. So I say that my love for Lanisha is a love that is patient, it's kind, it's not jealous, boastful, nor proud. It's a love that keeps no records of being wronged. It doesn't rejoice in injustice, but rejoices when truth wins out. This love isn't predicated on how I feel or think that she needs to be treated, but it's a love that never gives up, never loses faith. This love is always hopeful, always endures through every circumstance. It's a love that lasts forever. And those words there, I read them, but I mean, as I'm reading them, and there's work. There's work that needs to be done. I mean, I love you, and I'm not going anywhere. We know marriage is forever, and we believe that as we are committed to God, and that, you know, we are both, you know, loving each other the way that He's called us to be, that we can walk in this and till death do us part, you know, this marriage aspect. But I know that there's some things in there that hit my own heart and mind of how, you know, man, it's just some huge words there. It says it never gives up. It never loses faith. I mean, you know, we've been in this thing 10 years, and there's been some times then, you know, my faith has been tried, or, you know, my heart or my mind hasn't been right. And you know, it's just, you know, keeping record of being wronged. I mean, I'm just going to be real. It's sometimes when that gets a little sticky. I can remember what happened yesterday or the day before. But I love that that's what love is, and that's what we get to work toward. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's a good gauge even for us. If you get nothing else out of at least what I say, check out 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 8. See what love is, and also come to that point and place of seeing how the Holy Spirit wants you to know that God loves you, but also the love that you can go ahead and give your spouse.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and again, you know, it starts with your spouse, but, you know, maybe you're not married yet, but it starts with your children. Maybe you have children, maybe the people you live with, excuse me, it could be your coworkers, it could be, you know, that person you don't really care for too much. Love, according to this chapter, dismisses all of that stuff. It dismisses how you personally feel, and it chooses all of these characteristics above it all, regardless of it all. And that's the love that Christ has shown towards us. And in return, not only do we love Him back, but we love our neighbors the same way. We love those around us the same way. We love our spouse the same way that we desire to be loved by God.
Yeah.
And that, if you think about it in that manner, you know, we always tell our children, you know, you can't behave one way but expect to be rewarded in a different way. Mm-hmm. You can't expect, you know, God to love you unconditionally, but then you do not show that same to someone else, that same type of love. So it's just important for us to go back to this scripture in particular. It's something that we go back to all the time. And it's just whether we're together talking to a couple or even individually, just to check ourselves and make sure that we are lined up with what this scripture is saying about love.
Yeah, that's good. So I think we all can use a love check. We all can use, you know, that encouragement from those scriptures there. It's power in there. We would say, what would love say, you know, about the situation, you know, was, you know, how's our patience and our kindness toward each other? And even knowing that we can speak, that's something that hits me hard too, how we can speak better toward each other. You know, speaking words that are kind. It's even thinking about Ephesians 4:29, it says no unwholesome word coming out of our mouth, but words that are encouraging, uplifting. You know, I'm paraphrasing, but looking at that aspect, let's speak life into what we talked about last episode. Let's speak life into our marriages. Let's speak with the love of Christ, and let's just expect great things and just continue to seek Him. Mm-hmm. So that's the word in itself. I'd like to end this podcast the way that I started it.
Oh my gosh.
We out.
You have been listening to The Marriage Matters. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Higher Level Marriage. For more information, visit us at higherlevelmarriage.com.